Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, March 11, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There's growing pressure on North Korea for a new regime. North Korea's isolationism has long earned it the reputation of being a country closed for mission groups. OMS International's David Long agrees, but they do have outreach to North Korean refugees who are living in South Korea.
If we can train and equip those North Korean refugees, and if they have a passion for reaching their families in the North, those folks are going to be tremendous evangelists.
As for a new regime, Long says everyone's looking to see how God's going to work in North Korea. Next, a crash February 22nd left two Mission Aviation Fellowship pilots dead in Papua New Guinea. That investigation continues. Now a crash of one of their GA-8 airplanes working in the tsunami-hit region of Aceh, Indonesia, went down while landing Wednesday. Everyone's okay, but not the plane. It hit debris, shearing off the left wingtip, slid sideways, and destroyed the landing gear. Pray as their pilots continue to fly. And Ghana just celebrated 48 years of independence. It was a time for people to reflect on the importance of change and the role education plays on that. Oasis of Love's Elvina Miller just received word from a student at their Oasis International Training Center. This, she says, is all about ministry.
He is a tour guide, but also attends our school. He now was asked by his pastor to become the administrator of his church. He wanted me to know that it's because of the knowledge that he received at our school that made the way for this.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to have a free copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.